Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
How are you all this morning? Feeling good, and we turned on the sunshine for all of you, didn't we? Isn't it beautiful? We've had a very mild winter, so it's been really, really a good winter here. Leanne and I appreciate it very much. Last year, after we first arrived, it was a bad winter. You might remember that. Lots of snow and lots of ice. So this one is great. Well, as you all know, our mission is to preach the gospel and prepare a people. Actually, that is an abbreviation of our mission statement, but it's easy to remember. Preach the gospel and prepare a people. So how are we doing? What is the state of the church and the work at this time? I'd like to give you a brief update this morning. And more details will be following, of course. You're going to be hearing from the operations managers, and I try not to cover the details that they will be following with. So after me will be Vic Kubik, Ministerial Member Services, and then following Vic will be Peter Eddington, Media and Communications, and then following Peter will be Aaron Dean, Treasurer and Financial Officer. And they will give you some of the details I will not be covering, and an overview of how are we doing at this point in the church and in the work. So I'd like to begin looking at preaching the gospel, what has happened in, say, the last year, even the last few months. In late December, Beyond Today TV began on Word Network, which reaches 85 million households in the United States and nearly 200 countries worldwide via satellite. I think you're all aware of that. We're testing that, trying it to see the effectiveness of it. And Peter will have a few statistics to give you later. But that's something that started at the end of December. And so other areas are able to now watch the program that never were before. And of course, we're continuing on WGN America. It continues reaching an audience of about 75 million households in the United States and an ever-increasing audience. And we have a great team, as you all know. Darris is here. Steve Myers now is here at the home office. Darris lives here. So now we have two of the men doing the broadcast, the TV program, that are right here at the home office, and they spend more time together. They're planning and talking and experimenting, trying different things. Just the other day, Darris and Steve walked into my office, and Darris can share that later when we get into other discussions, but they were kind of experimenting on a different format and approach in the television program. But we have a fantastic crew. As you know, Clay Thornton and his team, Clint Porter, Rudy Rangel, Jamie Schreiber, who is here operating the camera for us, Jonathan McGee. If you watch the programs carefully, as the presenters will say, they make us look good by all of the things that they do. You know, the graphs and the pictures and the way things just all come together. They do an awful lot of work, as you know, there to make the program what it is. Leanne and I, we actually record it automatically. You can do that. So every Sunday morning at 8:30, it's automatically recorded on our TV program, and we can go back and watch it anytime we want to. So we pray for them and continually ask God to work through them and bless the program, this whole team. Something new that has also started, I don't know if you've ever taken time to watch it, it's called BT Daily. Beyond Today Daily. It's a daily program of just a few minutes, around 3 minutes, I think, isn't it? Pretty much right around 3 minutes or so. But something that is quick and easy to watch. It's a daily online video blog. And the purpose is so that they can concentrate on current issues or breaking news. Anything that may be happening, they can get on it right away and cover issues that help people to understand from a biblical perspective what's going on. So we hope that can continue to improve and build a bigger audience. And we thank God. Gary Petty is also able at times to do that when he's in town, to also help with that one. Another area I think you're all well aware of, which is amazing. I'm continually amazed because I'm not a technical guru computer guy, but that's the internet, our internet web presence. And Aaron Booth is just a door. Gerald Seedling's next here, and then Aaron Booth is right down the line, and then Peter is down the line back there. But I'll pop in, and usually on a daily basis, and talk to Aaron, and he works with Tom Disher. But we have some amazingly, I truly mean this, these men work hard and long hours and are very dedicated. And Aaron will share with me occasionally. One time I walked over and he's got about three TV screens there. And I'm saying, what's this? And it's a kind of a world map. And I said, these things are lighting up all over the place. And he said, well, those are people connecting into our website. I mean, you can see that? Yeah, you can see it. It's all over the world. It's just an amazing world that we live in. And he's sitting there all day, every day, trying to figure out better ways to preach the gospel and to reach people in any and every country in the world because of the internet today. And that's exactly what's happening. Something, as you know, that Aaron's been working hard on and accomplished as of January the 30th of this year. We had 4,749 booklet downloads from Amazon's Kindle store. Isn't that amazing? And 142,328 booklet downloads from Apple's iBook store. And that's free now for people. What a world we live in. It's truly astounding what we're doing and able to do. It's unlimited. It's absolutely unlimited, these possibilities now of anyone with a computer anywhere in the world. And it's all heading, Peter may touch on some of this, you know, they call it mobile platform. I think that is that the word, Peter? But everything is going to be going toward more of what people carry around. They can do everything with what they carry. Not just a cell phone, but a computer. You can do anything on them. That's where we're headed. That's where we're headed in that area of the internet. But you can have a little gadget, and you can be anywhere in the world, and you can do web searching. You can download things. You can do anything. And we've got guys that are on the cutting edge of this. And keeping us on the cutting edge. It's really amazing. I've got a lot to learn about that area. Continuing with preaching the gospel, you all are well aware of the Kingdom of God Bible seminars. And two sessions have been finished of our Bible seminars, and one to go in May next month, the third one of the first series of three on the Kingdom of God. And we're learning. We've had, over 1,500 responses on the first one. I think more than that on the second one, Peter. He may have the final statistics on that. But new people are coming. And some are returning and coming back. God has to do the calling. We understand that. But our job is to keep putting the truth out there. And that's what we're going to do. And we will keep trying to improve them. And we get feedback constantly. Howard Davis is here, and Howard's good at giving us feedback. But, this was, I'll have to give Howard the credit for, Howard is the one that originally came up with the concept and the idea of beginning the Kingdom of God Bible seminars. And it was a good idea. And we want to keep improving it, helping all of our pastors and elders become more comfortable with the outlines and the subjects and the approach. So think of it as something we will learn to do better and better as we keep doing them. And so we'll keep you updated on those. The members love them. It helps them to feel a part of things. And, if God can call one person in each area through these, it's worth it. But he will be calling more than that, we know, eventually. Moving on to Good News Magazine and World News and Prophecy joining. You know, what a fantastic job Scott Ashley and his crew are doing on that magazine. It is a fantastic publication. And so now we have that in one, so that hundreds of thousands more people are now reading more of the news than only, I think it was about 50,000 that may have been reading in World News and Prophecy. And as you all know, we have it in English, French, German, Italian, Spanish, Portuguese. And you just never know who gets this magazine. Here is a real-life example. I wish Georgia De Campos was here. As you know, he handles all of our Portuguese work as far as translations and booklets and communication and everything. And he normally would be here. I think he had to go to a funeral service today. But George was in Brazil and English Guiana, which is just directly north of Brazil. I'll tell you a little bit more about that in just a moment, in January. And he was going looking for a feast site for the brethren and to, you know, for any other brethren in the world who'd like to come there for the feast. But he was up in English-speaking Guiana, just north of the Brazilian border, and he was in a taxi cab, and the taxi cab driver began to talk about God and things in the world and what's going on. You may have read George's write-up on this, but he told me the story personally. And so he's in the cab with this guy, and so they begin to have this conversation about God and the Bible and everything, and George mentions the Good News magazine that we have. And he said, oh, you mean this one? And next to him in the cab, he picks up, here's our Good News magazine. Ah, you just never know. You can literally be anywhere in the world, and that magazine gets there. I pulled this out of our United News. And it's all the countries, column after column after column of countries, and it tells how many Good Newses are going there. And it only takes one. When I lived in Australia and served there, we used to go up to Southeast Asia and serve in that area, and Saleh Bey. I'll never forget meeting Saleh Bey, our minister at that time. And got to know him, talked with him. And Saleh Bey, how did God call you? He said, well, there was a Protestant evangelist over here, and he gave me a copy of the Plain Truth magazine. And the first issue I read talked about the kingdom of God, and I knew it was the truth. That's all it took, was that one copy of the magazine, and God opened his mind, and it made sense. So, you know, these are the exciting things that are happening all over the world. I'd like to show you a card here, and it fits in with what I'm talking about. We got these kind of cards here at the home office. They don't send them directly to the council because you're scattered all over the place and all. But, you know, look at the handwork that went into this card. I'm going to read what it says in a moment. This is about one from one of our congregations. I read it to the home office staff, and that's all signed. I'm going to read what it says. To President Luker, the Council of Elders, the administration and management teams, and everyone at the home office. The church brethren here in Seabrook, New Hampshire, would like to take this opportunity to express our heartfelt thanksgiving for all the hard work and sacrifice to everyone at or connected with the home office in Cincinnati, Ohio, who have so generously given of their time and effort in serving all of us. The myriad amount of labors of love that go into so many different areas of the work of the church is gratefully acknowledged and appreciated by all of us, exclamation marks. We want to address and thank you for the quality and excellence that goes into so many unique areas of the work of God, from our beautiful new expanded Good News magazine to the United News, keeping us updated about the household of God around the world, to the other publications like Vertical Thought, and all of the outstanding UCG publications, the booklets, and to the stewards of the members' tithes and offerings, the youth camps, the ABC program, the Good Works program, media services, ministerial member services, Beyond Today, and on it goes, our distinguished and wonderful new UCG website, and so much more. I mean, they just list all these wonderful things going on in our church and work that they're thankful for. We are reminded that there are many different workers within the body of Christ, and we wish to thank all of you serving. And thank you for our beloved new minister, Mr. Lynn Martin, and his wife and children, who are such a giving and caring family to serve all of us. Please know that you are all embraced in our thoughts and prayers, and we join hands with all of you, looking forward to that glorious day when our divine dad and beloved older brother will establish their kingdom, their family on this earth in magnificent might and majesty, and may God speed that day. Agape from the Seabrook Church of God Brethren. Just wanted to read that. They asked the brethren there, and they all signed it, made comments. They wanted all of us to know how grateful they are for all of these things that are going on in the work in the Church of God. A lot of good things are happening, as we all know. We are moving on. So I'd like to go on now and comment on preparing a people. That card kind of leads into that. Gary's here, Antion, and had a big part in helping us plan the Winter Family Weekend here in Cincinnati. It took place in December since our last council meeting. As you probably read and have heard, it was a fantastic success. God is blessing us with better places to meet and results. We're moving on, and we want to have a humble, grateful attitude. None of us is happy about the split we went through and the hurt that caused families and members and the church and the work. None of us is happy about that. We want to stay in a humble attitude, acknowledging gratefully God's grace and mercy and blessing upon us, that we're able to continue to serve Him and do His work. And we thank Him for the success of the Winter Family Weekend, which serves many, many families from just about every area in the U.S. Somebody comes. Portland, Oregon as well. I must mention Portland, Oregon. Leanne and I used to be involved in that every year. Their Winter Family Weekend has been going on for nearly 40 years in a row. Theirs is the longest one of all. And they have people, especially from all over the West and other areas, and it was a great success. These are things that help prepare a people. I think we all know the most important thing about preparing a people is relationships, by far. It's really what it's all about, building loving, good, positive relationships, godly relationships. Winter camp in Wisconsin was a success. Randy Stiver here and his team planned that and carried that out, even though we had lost the other camp that was we were using before. God guided them to a better camp in Wisconsin, and it was a success despite the fact there was no snow. But they had all kinds of other activities, and they had a wonderful time. And it helped bring a lot of people together, a lot of campers, young people, ministers, and adults come to these things. And most of you have been involved in these camps and know they are an important part of preparing a people. Leanne and I know that from experience, because we were a part of our youth camp in the Northwest for 12 years in a row. We went there and stayed the whole time, and we're fully, fully involved in them. And made many friends with the young people. Some of them are here at ABC now. And they come and they give us hugs because we were at camp with them. And we bonded with them. So that was a great... ABC. Gary told me that we've already accepted, he and his staff who do this, have already accepted 15 new students for next year. Right, Gary?
And yes, so I have about five more already.
Already?
Really good, ready to go beyond.
Already, and so that means another big class for this coming year. So, and that's a blessing. Now, you know, we know there's a lot of input coming in to let's go to the internet and do a lot of this as well. That'll be discussed later. But I can only tell those of you, if you worked here at the home office, and some of you are here, and when you interact with that, nothing is ever going to take. I'm all for internet, by the way, education and developing that and seeing it extend and grow. But all of you know, I would never have met Leanne via internet. Maybe you would never have met your wives via internet. It was at a college, at least for me. I don't know about you. There's nothing ever going to take the place of these young people being together personally face to face. They bond. It's a totally unique experience rather than sitting at a computer and learning knowledge. It's totally different. It's very important. We all know that from our past at Ambassador College. So it'd be great when we can develop and expand into the other as well and reach more people. But the value, when we come down for these lunches here, the office staff, and these young adults and some of the older ones who are a part of it as well join us, there is just an enthusiasm. There's just a life and an enthusiasm and an energy that is there. We all love to come to lunch downstairs today because it is so positive and exciting. Almost everybody does. We just love being together, and we interact with the students. So this is preparing a people. Another area I'd like to comment on, the women's weekends or the retreats that we are having. Let me comment here. Just speak from my heart. So you probably know where Leanne and I stand. We realize that, you know, not everybody understands about the women's weekends and their purpose and what they're for. Basically, and I think, and very simply, it's kind of like Aaron says, Denny, just remind everybody of Titus 2, women mentoring women. And it's older women, at least spiritually older, sometimes physically older as well, who can mentor. And mentoring has to do, when you say mentor, you spend personal time with people. That's what mentoring is. It's when you personally spend time with people, mentor them, not just online or writing or anything. Mentoring is personal time with people. You help people to learn and grow faster and better that way. So these women's weekends, they're not about, I sometimes hear the comments of people who do not understand, who still want to, well, women who just want to preach, or women who just want to be, totally wrong. Totally, 100% wrong. It's not about women who want to preach. It's not about women who want to come out. It's about women who want to serve God and serve the church and serve the brethren and help each other and do their part in the church and the work of God. That's what it's all about. And men, if you're like me, and maybe most of you are not, but I'm more of a loner as a guy. If it weren't for Leanne and her God-given gifts, I would be happy in my cave at home, my office, most of the time. It's Leanne and the skills that God has given her and part of him that reminds me, honey, we need to have people over, we need to get socialized, we need to do this, we need to do that. God has given women, and most of you know that through your beloved wives, they have unique gifts from God that help us mightily in our marriages and in our families and in the church. And so these weekend give women who are interested in this an opportunity to share and mentor and inspire and motivate one another to be better wives, better mothers, or if they're not married, and we also have a lot of singles in the church and a lot of widowers in the church. So we can't always just thinking about married women. We have a lot of those who are not married women. And they want to grow and serve in the church in the way God wants them to. So these women's weekends are very successful. Leanne and I just returned from one in Springfield, Missouri last weekend. The first one in that region, and they're very small congregations in those areas. I think Springfield congregation's about 25, and only 7 of them are women. These 7 women planned this weekend, and they had 45 women from the surrounding areas come to this weekend. A highly successful weekend, and it inspired them all. And now they're all connected much more closely. Even though they're scattered, they bonded when they were all together there. Many, many benefits from this. Leanne is leaving this week for the Seattle and Northwest Women's Weekend, which this will be about the 15th in a row, I think, honey, 15 years in a row, and has changed the lives of many women, and therefore helped change the lives, improve their family and their marriage, and strengthens the churches. She'll be going back for that one again. And then a couple of weeks later, here in Cincinnati, the Women's Weekend, March 16th through the 18th, is going to be the largest one we've ever had. It's kind of overwhelming. Leanne and the ladies here locally are saying we've got to look at our agenda, how we're going to handle so many women. But 168 women are coming in from the whole area for the Cincinnati Women's Weekend, a couple of weeks away. It's an amazing thing to be there and to sense the energy and the love of these women and their desire to contribute and serve and help in their families and the church and the work. So it's preparing a people. Another thing, Leanne and Lisa gave an update to the staff here a few weeks ago. We're going to have every employee who wants to, would like to, in our focus Monday morning meetings, take the time to update the staff on their part of the work in the church, in the office. What are they doing? And so we all get to know what others are doing better, because we all come, we go to our offices and work, and some are not sure what others do. So Leanne and Lisa gave that update on the email forum for elders' wives, something the church has never had. We men have always been able to sit down and connect email and send out group emails and the elders' forum. The women weren't able to do that, but now they are. They can communicate with each other, those who want to, again, those who have the time or interest, and that's helping them. It goes on in preparing a people, but wanted to share that with you because I know how much it has helped me in my life, Leanne's involvement with the women and wanting to just help and encourage and inspire other women to grow in their spiritual life and fulfill their calling and service in God's church and work. Let's go to internationally, and I'll get my part done here. I'm getting close to it. Should cut it off here if I have to. How much time? 5 more minutes? 10 more minutes?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. Internationally preparing a people. Here are some of the things that have been happening internationally. You may have read about them. You may have heard about them. Aaron Dean visited Singapore, Thailand, and the Philippines from December the 30th to January the 10th. And his contact was invaluable with the brethren in Singapore. Won't go into details on that one. In Thailand, connecting again with Leon Sexton and Legacy Institute. And Roy had a good relationship when he was president. And a cooperation, that's all Leon wanted, is can we be friends and cooperate as brethren in Christ? And so we're doing that again. And his visit to the Philippines with the elders there and their national council and preparing a people. George DeCampus, as I've already mentioned, January 8 through 15, visited the brethren in Brazil, and as a result of his faithfulness and work, looks like we'll have a feast site there for 2012. Vic and Bev Kubik and Larry Darden visited Zambia, January 25th through February the 8th. Those are the approximate dates, and Vic will give a report later on that to the council, and you'll be able to ask questions, but a lot of good came out of that. We have, what is it, Vic, of over 300 brethren in Zambia now? How many? 320. Over 300 brethren, you know, are with United. And we thank God. And so preparing a people, we're doing that as well all over the world. Leanne and I just returned recently with Mario and Cady Segli. We had visited the brethren in Mexico City, Buenos Aires, Argentina, and Santiago, Chile, from January the 27th to February the 5th. Without them, we couldn't have done it. Cady stuck with Leanne for translation purposes, and Mario stuck with me. So we were able to communicate with a lot of people and talk to a lot of people. I can't comment enough on Mario and Cady's hard work and sacrifice and endurance through what we went through in that area, but it is paying off, their faithfulness, their dedication. Mario, as you probably know, is senior pastor in the Latin American churches, serves as senior pastor in that area, and there is a wonderful spirit of love and unity. Any of you, any of us, if you, as you know, because many of you have traveled and gone to feast sites, but when you take the time to go visit any of the brethren in any of these countries, it shows them and helps them to know we care. And we cared enough to come and visit you personally. And a lot of the brethren would come up and give hugs, and Leanne and I would be giving hugs and kisses back and say, we love you and we're praying for you and thank you for serving us and helping us. So I wanted to acknowledge Mario and Cady's work and all of those assisting Mario in that area. There are other faithful pastors and elders and their wives who assist Mario in serving the brethren in that area. And there are over 500 of them now in the Latin American congregations with United. So that was a great inspiration for Leanne and me. We know a lot of them personally now. We have pictures. We can communicate with them. Nothing can take the place of meeting people. So thank you, Mario, and all the brethren there for their faithfulness. And God is blessing them. In Santiago, Chile now, God has provided that congregation there with a brand new hall, better than the one they had before. The other one is still in litigation, and who knows when that's going to work out. But God has replaced it with a much better hall. They are excited. They don't want the other hall back now. This one is an amazing place. Mario can describe it to you. But God blesses, and he does take care of his people, and he is doing that. I was going to go into some of the other senior pastors, but I'm not going to do that. You know, you've got so many other wonderful senior pastors serving around the world. John Elliott's here serving in Kenya and other areas. I could mention many names. Melvin, you just got back from London recently and wrote a member letter. Was there for the first Kingdom of God Bible Seminar in London. So Melvin serves in England. He's regional pastor, senior pastor in South Africa, and also going to be helping to oversee India and Sri Lanka. But, you know, I had a lot of names written down of men. Lots of things are happening in the Caribbean with Chuck Zimmerman and Chuck Smith now being hired. Chuck Smith is well known and greatly loved and respected in the Caribbean by the brethren there. And he has, as you know, he has a lot of zeal and enthusiasm, and has invited us to come down and asking us to come down for a special Sabbath service in Trinidad, which we're planning to do. And then you got so many others. I wrote a lot of names down, but I'm not going to have time to visit some of what the areas where they're serving. So much is happening, and this is all under preparing a people. So much going on. It's exciting. Just a couple more items, and I'm done. On February the 14th, this month, we had a Skype video conference with Tim and Maurice Pebworth. Rather than Tim's very busy man, travels all over the world in his job, and so we set up a Skype video conference, and it worked very well, where Peter and Vic and I sat in this room, and Tim and Maurice were right there on the screen, and you just can interact personally, see one another, and talk to one another. But if Tim was chosen by the France's National Council to be their new president, so that's how he's functioning now. And we had a wonderful, I think it was about 2 hours, and that's going over all the French areas worldwide. And it's just exciting to see what's beginning to happen because of this incredible attitude of Tim and Maurice and her family, Maurice's family in France. Just doors are opening, things are beginning to happen that have never happened before. I don't have time to give the details, but it was a very profitable conference. And Tim hopes, it's just a matter of time, to be full-time serving in that area, if that be God's will, and we're willing to eventually hire him. He said, give me time to get my kids through school, and then we'll see what works out from there. So that was this is happening. This is what we do constantly here. Finally, I will close. Probably have taken too much time here. I just wanted to comment on our proposed home office expansion plan. Brief comment. Details will be discussed in a later meeting, as you know, but I just want all of you to know my attitude and the attitude of the administration here about that is that we are not going to be pushing anything. We've been through that, haven't we, fellas? We just want to be forward-thinking and looking ahead and planning, doing our part, and we'll present that to the council, and we value and appreciate all the input. John Elliott sent his, you know, that makes us go back and look again and think and make sure that we're doing our best to do this right. So we're not pushing anything. We're just going to present to the council. Here's a plan, and it's a matter of when. And we're not going to do anything until the council approves it, and we have broad approval and support of the GCE, and God provides the financing for it. So there will be a lot more coming out on that. But I hope you know us all me and the other fellows in, here at the home office to know that we don't want to make the same mistake that was made before of pushing something until we know, and not even pushing it, but until we're all aware, know that it's God's will. What is it that God wants? And also, what is the timing for this, the best timing and the best way to accomplish this for the future? That is our heart and attitude. We're open to God's will. And so we're looking forward to a discussion on possible home office expansion plan and what the future may hold in that regard. Okay, Vic, I'm going to turn it over to you now. Would you come on up? And then Vic then can introduce after him Peter Eddington.